WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.
Detroit has to be like, okay, like we want the first pick. Like this, that's what this told me today, that they traded that. They did that on purpose because they want the first pick.
Yeah.
And they want a quarterback with that pick.
Oh, I completely agree. Who do you think they're going to take, though?
I think it's going to be Bryce.
You think they're going to take Bryce?
Yeah, I think it's going
to
be Bryce.
Wouldn't it be something to see Bryce throwing to J-Mo again?
Yeah, that's what I think.
Mm.
Controversial. I don't know how well Bryce Young's going to do in the NFL.
How so? I'm going to need good, solid evidence. Not, I feel this way. I mean, like, I know for a fact.
Like, it's hypotheticals. How can I know something for
well,
a fact?
Well, like, what I meant by that is, like, I need, like,
he is an undersized
good, solid reasons. Yeah, like, that's a good, solid that's, reason. Yeah. Not just, oh, I've seen him miss a couple throws.
What I see when I watch Alabama games, it seems like he has a lot of time in the pocket. And, like, he's extending plays and stuff, but, like, the way the O-line holds up in college is just not how it's going to be in the NFL. And I think that'll be a big adjustment. I think that's probably similar to what Justin Fields is going through right now.
Yeah.
Or with Ohio State, yeah. They're blocking everyone. He's got a solid 8 seconds or whatever.
But yeah, Fields is also a little bit different because Fields is also 6'3". Bryce is not.
Yeah.
Fields,
I think that'll catch up to him.
Yeah. I mean, I see where you're coming from with the height. It's definitely a concern. But in my opinion, we're only in these games because of Bryce Young, in my opinion.
That's true.
He was the best player in the country in 2020, and rightfully so. Mm-hmm. I mean, he was the best quarterback. He's like, to me, he's Russell Wilson, but better. That's the way I see him, because they're the same height. They're like, when you watch them play, they're very similar, Russell Wilson. And they're the same height, too. They both don't have, like, massive hands. And to me, they're, like, the same player. But I think Bryce is going to be a better pro than Russell Wilson. I think Bryce is going to be good. He just has to go to the right team. And I think, why not play behind a Detroit offensive line that's actually very good? He'll have time to throw the ball, and he'll be reunited with a receiver that he knows how to play with. So I think Detroit's perfect for him.
And good head coach, too.
Yeah, and a good, yeah, a very good, yeah, a very good head coach, yeah.
A lot.
Yeah, definitely.
Well, I want to say this about the Bryce Young thing. He's 6 foot, 194.
He's not 6 foot. I saw him in person. He's like this much shorter than me.
He's
at least 5'10".
He's listed as 6 foot.
He's not 6 foot.
He's listed as 6 foot.
He was a good, like, you could tell he's like a good amount shorter than me, and I'm 6'1".
All I'm going to say is Bryce Young's listed at 6 foot. And then by 247sports.com, he's listed as 5'11".
Yeah, that's about
but,
right. I think 5'10". I think 5'10's
more
accurate.
Let's see what this other...
I think 5'10's more accurate because I saw him up close, and he's pretty short.
ESPN says he's 6 foot, 194 pounds. So I kind of believe ESPN over 247sports.com.
Okay.
So...
I mean, yeah.
Well,
what about Adam Baranovsky?
I mean, also, like, when you look at player height, Kevin Durant, they'll probably show that he's 6'9". He's not 6'9". He's all 7 feet tall. So, like...
That's a good point.
Like,
but the other 6 foot quarterback in the league, well, has been in the league.
Drew Brees. Yeah.
It's true.
Yeah. Drew Brees, yeah.
So, I think that if you're 5'10 and above, you can be a really good starting quarterback.
Yeah.
Now, Kyler Murray... Man, he looks like Lord Farquaad on the field, bro. Just running around.
Because O linemen are like 6'6".
Exactly.
Yeah. And that's where the point where like where Elliot has a good point, because the problem with like short quarterbacks is you have to be able to see over the O line, and if you can't see, you don't know where to throw the ball. That's like the biggest issue with that. I personally like, if the quarterback's talented, they'll find a way to like be successful. I personally think so, but if they're not like that talented and they're short, it's a little bit of a concern.
Well, Kyler Murray is only 5'10". Same weight, around 194.
Yeah, two and Kyler about the same size.
So.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I think he's a good comparison. I don't think him and Russell Wilson are a good comparison because Russell Wilson is 206 pounds.
Yeah, Russ is a little bigger. Yeah. I think Kyler is more like.
But Bryce. We all see how Russ is playing this year, so.
Yeah.
It's true. I mean, it's not the end all be all.
Yeah.
It's definitely a very big concern. Yeah, I see where you're coming from.
Those are just very good points. I'm proud of you. I really enjoyed that.
Yeah, it was the same thing.
A lot of people come out and say, like, oh, I've seen him miss throws. One girl at the Alabama game, names will not be thrown out there. However, Bryce Young was getting, he was about to get sacked and threw it out of bounds. And she goes, where are you throwing that? And I'm like, throwing it so he doesn't get a sack. Like, that's
it's a high IQ.
Exactly. Like, that's a legitimate tactic. But. Going back to the NFL, how do you guys think that these trades are going to stack up? First of all, Roquan Smith, the Ravens started off the big...
I thought that was another great trade for the Bears.
Oh, 100%.
I thought that was another great one.
The Ravens, they actually really did start off the... what do you call it? the trade train.
Yeah.
With trading for Roquan. I mean, they just beat the Bucks 27-22 and in a very impressive game, in my opinion. How do you think Roquan's going to add to that defense?
He's going to make them even better.
Yeah.
He's going to make them
Elliot, what do you think?
I would say their defense is probably where they're lacking. So, yeah, I think that'll be it. Honestly, I'm not as impressed with the Buccaneers win because the Buccaneers offense is not doing very well. And I don't think it was just the Ravens that held them to 22. So I think they're, even though they looked really good defensively there, they're probably hurting a little bit more than we're seeing. So I think that'll be important for them to add someone.
Yeah, I mean, well, they held Leonard Fournette to 24 yards.
Yeah, that
and they
was
held Tom Brady. Well, they didn't hold Tom Brady, but Tom Brady had 325 passing yards. And yeah, usually when he has that many, he has at least two or three touchdowns. He had one. So I think their mentality was bend, don't break.
Yeah,
yeah. I think also they did a really good job offensively, Baltimore, with the lack of – because they lost Bateman in that game, and then they lost Andrews and Bateman in that game, and they were without Dobbins. I think they did a really good job. Jackson stepped up. Lamar was different in that second half.
Yeah.
Lamar was unbelievable in that second half.
He was very different in that second half for sure.
Yeah,
but he threw two picks.
No, he didn't throw. He didn't throw any picks.
Or sorry, he didn't throw any picks. He threw two touchdowns.
Yeah, two touchdowns.
Fault.
Yeah.
Yeah. The
touchdown interception is way too close on this NFL.com.
Yeah.
When I look up the stats, they're literally like close together. And I'm like,
their biggest weakness ever since they lost C.J. Mosley has been that linebacker position, and they just replaced him with Roquan. So I thought that was a good trade for the Ravens, but I thought it was better for the Bears because they don't have to pay Roquan now, and now they have $100 million cap space,
mm-hmm,
and they can afford 4 A.J. Browns if they wanted to.
Oh, yeah. So, I also think it was very impressive that Kenyon Drake came back, relating it to Alabama.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was very impressive that he came back and got 62 rushing yards.
Yeah.
He showed out.
Yeah,
he
definitely
showed out. He had a passing touchdown, 62 rushing yards on 7 carries. That is the second highest run average on the team during this game. And the only other guy was Devin Duvernay.
Yeah, he had that one carry.
And he had 2 carries for 33 yards.
Carries,
I don't count that because he's a wide receiver.
Yeah.
It's whatever.
Yeah, it makes
sense. But out of the running backs, he had 8.9 yards per carry.
I mean, Gus Edwards, too, before he even pulled his hamstring.
Yeah, he was doing really
broke
well.
That,
11 for 65.
He broke that 30-yard carry, too.
Oh, yeah. He was doing very impressive. I'm trying to get him off waiver wires. We will see.
Oh, boy, Gus.
Because your boy is now 3-5. I'm now 3-5, and I'm not losing. Can I get a round of applause from everyone? That was the saddest thing ever.
I put up 136 points, and I lost.
Yeah, what? I put up 125 and lost.
What?
Terrible.
I played against a team that put up 210. You know who they had? He had four players. He had four players that scored 3-plus touchdowns. He had Alvin Kamara who scored 3 touchdowns.
Mm-hmm.
A.J. Brown who scored 3 touchdowns. Mm-hmm. I had Christian McCaffrey. He had who else scored 3 touchdowns on Sunday?
There was Tony Pollard.
Dak Prescott had 3 touchdowns, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And then it was somebody else who had 3 touchdowns. He had 4 players with 3.
Well, my saving grace was Tony Pollard. That man gave me 33 points.
I had 2 players with 33 with 3 touchdowns, and I lost by 100 points.
Wow. Kaysen, how'd you do in fantasy? Quick little summary. Did you win? Did you lose?
I won my main league. I had Kamara and AJ Brown. So
nice. It's glad to hear that you won.
Advantage of having multiple leagues, you're always winning.
Yeah, exactly.
I lost him every league.
I lost low-key calling him out there.
I lost in every league.
You know what? We're all going to have a league next season.
That's never happened before. I lost in every single league I played in this week.
Wow.
Yeah. I don't think that's ever happened.
Wow. That is record-breaking.
Yes.
Someone listening to this show is going to keep that stat.
Yeah.
That's
never happened to me before. I've lost one. I've won one once, but I've never lost everything in a row. I was wow.
Well, speaking of losing, how about the Panthers, man? The Panthers losing to the Falcons. That was a wild game.
A rough game.
Panthers should have won that game if that dude didn't take off his helmet. DJ Moore.
Oh, my God.
I always get his name
wrong,
and I always say AJ Moore.
Yeah.
I don't know why, but
that was a stupid
he took his helmet off to celebrate. And okay, I understand.
It's a stupid call.
You just scored the game-winning touchdown.
So dumb.
It's dumb on the player for not knowing the rule. You
gotta
exactly. know the rule.
Also, but it's the same thing when Odell took his helmet off and ran to the sidelines. And they flagged him for it. I was like, what are you flagging him for? He's running to the dang sideline. What, DJ Moore can't celebrate a touchdown that he just scored?
Well, the rule is don't take your helmet off.
But the play was over. But the play was over. When he scored the touchdown,
he was
over.
Still on the field. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but if you...
He wasn't on the sidelines or nothing, so...
It just seems like an unnecessary risk. And, if you're a player, I guarantee he's never going to take his helmet off again in celebration. He's going to get yelled at so much this week.
I mean,
I guarantee he'll be out on the practice, and they'll say, all right, guys, wrap up, takes his helmet off. Coach goes, no, put your helmet back on, DJ. Get that thing back on.
I think the, what's it called? The ref, one of the refs this week, I don't know, he used to be a ref in the NFL, he said that call shouldn't have happened. So,
oh, actually, I did see that.
He said
interesting.
That, yeah, he said that call shouldn't have happened. So,
I didn't know.
I mean, I don't, because, again, I don't think it's a bad thing to take your helmet off as a celebration, because Stephon Diggs did it. They didn't give him a penalty.
Well, that was the game winning.
I mean, yeah, but they still could have given him a penalty.
Yeah, it was game winning. The game was over.
If you watch the clip,
I mean,
yeah,
they did flag him, but the 6 points was enough.
But like Odell, for example, when he took off his helmet against the Ravens and ran to the sideline, what is he doing that's unsportsmanlike? Like, I personally don't get it. Like, I don't. I'm sorry.
Interesting. Yeah. Well, I mean, I don't really know. I don't have a problem with it, but the rules are the rules, man. That's all I gotta say.
Yeah. In fairness to DJ Moore, though, the kicker sold. Hard.
Yeah, kicker.
Yeah,
did
the kicker.
So.
Yeah, I don't even. It's not even DJ Moore's fault because they got the ball back and then he missed another kick.
Exactly.
So it's really not DJ Moore's fault.
Look,
anymore.
The 48-yard extra point, whatever. Like, yeah, it's, yeah, that's pretty long. But then they went and they were at like 15.
30, yeah.
And it was like, I think it was 33-yard field goal, and he hooks it, not even close.
Yeah.
It's like you're in the NFL.
Exactly.
You got to make one of those.
Exactly.
That's literally what I was like. I'm like, they're gonna find a way to blame DJ Moore for this. And I was like thinking, I was like, Panthers fans definitely want to lose this game so badly. They love the kicker because they obviously don't want to win. What's the point of them winning?
Very
true.
Nowhere. Very
true. They need
true.
A quarterback. And
do you think the Falcons are a sneaky team this season?
Nope.
You think so?
I nope. don't.
They're 4-4.
I don't, but I think they're really good. I think they're really well coached. My bad. They're
Wait,
really well coached.
When I say sneaky team, I mean like a not like a playoff kind of team, but maybe they'll go positive. I mean, maybe they could beat some of these, some
I
these other teams.
I think the Saints are still winning that division.
Yeah, I don't. You just look at the competition in the NFC. I just don't think that's going to happen.
Well, the honestly. Saints are 3-5. Falcons are 4-4.
Yes, I had the Saints winning the division before the season.
They are leading the division.
Yeah,
the Bucks are 3-5 as well.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It's wide. That division is wide open, absolutely wide open. The Panthers could still win it realistically with the way.
Yeah,
it's
could win.
The NFC South. You could win it at like 7-8. You could be 7 or
very true.
7-10.
You could. I think 7-10 legitimately could win that division.
Very
I'm
true. Well, this was my game of the week, Adam. I'm sorry, but we need to talk about this.
Oh, that's fine.
Okay, that's fine. I know you're a Giants fan.
Due to lose sometimes.
Seahawks, Giants. That was a fantastic game. And I guess any thoughts that I could give on it is Kenneth Walker, K-9, he has that dog in him.
Yeah.
Geno Smith has that dog in him. The
right
Seattle
back.
Defense. Do what?
Doesn't write back.
Geno Smith doesn't write back.
Yeah, you
they
got that right.
Off,
you don't write back. And then that defense, though, oh my, that defense is killer.
Yeah, yeah, I'm
killer.
I'm happy. I'm happy with, except that Kenneth Walker run, I'm happy with the way the Giants defense played. That Kenneth Walker run should not have happened.
It was really just special teams
that
kind of sold.
Yes, exactly.
That's
the reason why we lost, because those led two scores.
Well, I'll be honest. I think Seattle was going to win that anyways, because they're at home.
Yeah,
and
it was,
they had very impressive drives.
I think
drives.
Every single play that the Giants ran was with 5 seconds left on the clock, on the game clock, or on the play clock, my bad, play clock.
Mm-hmm.
Every single one. Like, Jones was, like, screaming, like, mm-hmm. Oh, you hear the O-line is going like this.
Oh, yeah.
They're all turning back. I'm like, don't get a false start. Please don't get a false start. Please.
Seattle's 5-3. They're
a good team.
They're my pick for the underdog team of the year. But that is all the time we have. Next segment is going to be led by yours truly, Cason Smith. And
why are you saying yours truly, Cason Smith? Your name's not Cason.
My fault. I didn't think about that words. Those okay. words. Those words kind of left my brain. But why are you walking over here like you're about to sit in the host chair, bro? You're not sitting in the host chair. That's me. That's me. Back off. But keep it tuned in to 90.7 The Cap Stand.
WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.
Welcome back to 90.7 The Capstone. This is the student section with your host, Clay Pruitt.
Cason Smith.
And Elliot Scully. We actually forgot to do that last segment.
Yeah, I did. I really did. I realized that during the middle of it. I was like, oh, dang.
Yeah.
Well, now you know all of us. Adam Baranovsky, the absolute legend with a lightning bolt on the side of his head. Yeah, the word on the street is he got in a fight with Thor and won, so Thor gave him a lightning bolt.
I'm gonna fight Chris Hemsworth.
So.
Chris Hemsworth?
Mm.
Mm. Mm.
Mm. Hey, bro, we can make a whole segment on that, bro. No, Ryan Reynolds? Bro. Ryan Reynolds is the GOAT. Kaysen, I'm going to hand it off to you, man.
All right. Running back. He's handing it off. There you go. If I'm Najee Harris, I'm getting a good yard, maybe yard and a half. So, yeah, this is just some statements. So I'm pretty much going to say a statement. You say overreaction or not an overreaction. So we'll call it overreactions. Very creative. Speaking of Najee Harris, Najee Harris is the new Trent Richardson.
That's an overreaction.
Yeah.
That Steelers team is awful. Well, the offense. The defense is hurt, but that offense is awful. The offensive line, terrible. Quarterback, really, really, really bad, so he doesn't get any help. And he just lost – I mean, they just lost Chase Claypool, which isn't a huge loss, but it's a wide receiver two, wide receiver three loss. So, I mean, I think that's an overreaction.
Agreed. Yep.
I mean, my thought process, Najee Harris just looks absolutely horrible this year. Yes, Steelers are not good, but they weren't good last year when he was absolutely amazing. Yes, I will say target share is a little bit different. You're not having Big Ben, you know, just tucking you the football every game because of his noodle arm. But, I mean, I would say if you're a Najee, like let's say you got Najee Harris in a dynasty, in a dynasty league, or you're just a Steelers fan, I think you should definitely be worried about where he's going. I mean, he's 24, about to be 25. So, I mean, I think you should be scared. I'm not going to say he's the next Trent Richardson yet, but I would be scared if I were a Steelers fan. Next one. Are the Vikings a legit contender in the NFC? 6-1 right now.
That is a great question.
Their only loss is to the undefeated Eagles.
Yeah. Well, you look at who's in the NFC. Eagles. I mean, you can't really count Packers out of it. I mean, you could, but I feel bad about that. Can't count Tom Brady out. But I would say those are probably even two, like, lesser candidates. Rams, maybe. Who else are we worried about? Cowboys?
Yeah, let's Cowboys. See.
I would say I'm worried about the 49ers as well.
I
think they look like studs. I think the Cowboys look like studs.
Yeah.
Well, I wouldn't say studs, but playoff contenders for sure.
Yeah, they'll make the playoffs for sure. Even if they don't win the division, they'll make the playoffs.
Oh, yeah.
I mean,
the NFC East. Who's good from that division? The Eagles.
The NFC East?
Yeah,
three out of four teams matter in that division, yeah. Just saying.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to give it to the Giants,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I can see the Giants.
Yeah. So, yeah, I mean the Vikings' best wins is a 23-7 victory over the Packers to start the season. They do have a 24-16 victory over the Dolphins. Was Tua in that game? I don't know if Tua was in that game, actually.
Which game? This past game?
That was the one he came out with a concussion.
No. That was Bengals. Never mind. Teddy Bridgewater's in that game. Oh. So it's a bit different, but, yeah. I mean the Vikings, I mean, they've been putting up offense. They've put up at least 23 points in every single one of their games this season, which is actually really good for the NFL.
Yeah.
Wow.
So, also, Justin Jefferson has not even had a touchdown since week one. So, he's not even having insane production, and they're still 6-1. So, that defense is actually playing really good.
Yeah, no, I think they are legitimate contenders. It would not shock me if they're in a conference championship, which I know is a little out there.
I mean, they were in it just a few years ago, so.
Yeah.
I'm going to agree. I'm going to agree with that. That's a very good take.
Yeah. I mean, a lot of people want to kind of bag on Kirk Cousins for just being, like, very mid. But, I mean, that team's performing really, really well with him right now. I mean, he's very much overpaid, and a better quarterback would do them so much more. But, I mean, they're getting the job done right now. So, let's see what happens in the playoffs.
Who's their running back?
Dalvin Cook,
yeah.
That's what I
actually
thought.
Interestingly enough, when they were in the conference championship game, it was against the Eagles, and the Eagles won the Super Bowl.
Yep.
Ooh. Could we see an Eagles-Viking conference championship?
Okay. That would not shock me.
Yeah, would not shock me at all, especially if they are looking at the 1-2 seed right now, which is what they're projected at.
Interesting.
Yep. So,
long season, but as of right now, could happen.
Yep. Another one. The Seahawks are the team to beat in the NFC West. I'm going to say overreaction.
I agree. I would put the Niners... Maybe not the Rams, but it's probably a tie between the Rams, but definitely the Niners.
So come on, Seahawks, man. What you got?
I'm going to say they are the team to beat.
Hmm.
100%.
Expected.
I think that – well, here's my reasoning for it. Number one, they came into the season with no expectations of winning more than four games.
Oh, there's no question they're having a great season.
Yeah, they're having an amazing season so far.
So when you have a team that has nothing to lose, that's the most dangerous team in the world. Because, I mean, they got nothing to lose. So they're going to give it all they got every single game.
I mean, definitely one of them. You can look back at even the 7-9 Seahawks that took down the reigning champion Saints.
Yeah.
With the Beastquake run. So.
Yeah. I think they are the team to beat in the West later in the season. Maybe. I mean, they might have a wild card spot. Potentially. But I do think that the Niners and the Seahawks are very, very, very close. My only concern with the Niners is their defense is a little concerning.
Well, last time Niners-Seahawks played, Niners won 27-7.
Yes.
So that was earlier, but yes, that's still pretty significant.
That's the Niners team that now has CMC, though.
Oh, 100%. Right. Like, yeah, yeah. But if you look back through all the other Seahawks seasons, the Niners are our kryptonite. Like, that's just – they always beat us. So, I think that's going to be a great game when we play them again, for sure. So, I don't think that's an overreaction at all.
Yep. I mean, I'm not going to put them as a team to beat just because I think the Niners are significantly better on both fronts of the ball. And even though they're 4-4, I feel like they just had some, early season little miscues, especially against that Bears game that was in a monsoon. I mean, they got Jimmy G back, which I do think was best for them this season just because their roster is so loaded.
Yep.
As much as a Trey Lance fan I am, I think Jimmy G is the better option right now.
I cannot believe, like, week one, if you had hurt yourself just then.
I know, right?
You thought you were crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah, the biggest Trey Lance guys.
Yeah. Exactly. Week
one. But I mean, this team is just clicking right now. I think this team is going to pull off a pretty big streak. I think they do win the West. I think that if the Seahawks do get a wild card spot, I think it'll be pretty hard going on the road for them. But I mean, if you're the Seahawks, I think your chances of pulling a run is you really need that home playoff game.
Oh, for sure. The only thing I'm going to say against the 49ers, and this is why I think that Seattle could potentially overtake them, is they have two losses, and it's to the Bears and Houston. They didn't score a single point against Houston. They scored 10 points against the Bears, but that was a different kind of game. So, I mean, it's okay. But the only thing with that Houston game is it was the preseason.
Yeah.
So you can't really count that. You know what I'm saying? Right. You can't really count that. So the only thing that I would say against them as far as the regular season goes is they lost to the Broncos, which that was week 3. You're getting your team settled. I get that. And they lost to the Falcons. So that's kind of, to me, that's a little concerning.
Well, I got another one. So this kind of takes in, y'all watched last night's game, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's go this. The Browns have a realistic shot of winning the AFC North.
Don't remember, Deshaun Watson's coming
back. Deshaun Watson comes back week 13.
I could see that. I think the Ravens, as good as they've been, I could see them go on a bad streak and not get the wins to do it. I still think they make the playoffs, but I could see the Browns winning.
Yeah.
I mean, I think they've been playing well enough without a starting quarterback. Like Jacoby Brissett, he's a great, great guy. He's a good, hard player, but I wouldn't say he's an NFL starter caliber, or at least that, a good NFL starter. But yeah, Deshaun Watson coming back will be huge. So I think it really depends on how well Deshaun Watson does when he gets back. So that'll be interesting for sure.
Yeah. Just a quick stat. They are 3-5, and 4 of those 5 losses were they lost by either by 3 points or less.
Wow. That's crazy.
So, yeah, lost by 1 to the Jets, lost by 3 to the Falcons, lost by 2 to the Chargers, and lost by 3 to the Ravens.
I'm telling you, man, the Falcons, they're impressive.
So they're very close to being 7-1 right now.
Well, we can use that logic a lot.
We can always use that logic, but they are, sure, as a 3-5 team, they do have a +1 point differential.
Mm-hmm.
So I think there's actually a good chance. I mean, it's really hard to make it the Bengals. I mean, yes, Jamar Chase is out, but just, I don't know. They looked horrible last night.
Yeah.
They really just looked bad. Joe Burrow did not have his best game. And the Ravens, you don't know what you're going to get from this Ravens team. It's kind of Lamar trying to do his best, but you almost think that the team is scheming against him, like his own team is scheming against him because he's not getting the opportunities I feel like he needs. But I think the Browns have a legit shot. I mean, I think they're going into the playoffs. I think Jacoby Brissett just needs to keep playing the way he's been playing. Defense needs to keep playing the way they've been playing and just try to be on the right side of the ball in these one-score games.
My only hesitation with the Browns is their next two games. Well, first of all, they have a bye week, week 9. The next two games that they actually play, week 10, week 11, are against the Dolphins and the Bills back-to-back. Then they play the Buccaneers, the Texans, and the Bengals. That'll be 3-0. And then they play Baltimore, then the Saints, then the Commanders, then the Steelers. They can easily go to the playoffs. I mean, they'll be They could either get two losses, maybe show up and beat the Dolphins, maybe. Right now they're 3-5. They could easily go, 3-7. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. They could easily go, 14-7? Or no, not 14-7, sorry. They could easily have 7 losses and...
10-7.
Yeah, 10-7. They could easily do that. Easily. I mean, that'd be enough to get in the playoffs. So, I think they could. Easy.
So, the next one is the NFC East will have 3 teams in the playoffs.
If there were any division to do it, besides maybe the AFC East, I could see the NFC East being the most likely. Yeah. They're definitely most likely in the NFC to do that.
Who would the AFC East have in the playoffs?
Maybe the NFC East.
AFC East.
Definitely Bills, Dolphins are going to make it in.
Do you think the Patriots or the Jets will get in?
I feel like one of those teams could sneak in. But I don't know. Maybe that's me being optimistic. So.
Interesting.
Yeah. I
definitely think that they could have 3 teams for sure. I 100% think the Eagles are getting in. 100% say the Cowboys are getting in too.
Yeah,
I really am high on that Cowboys
team. Giants could definitely make it happen. So,
especially with Tony Pollard. Tony Pollard's a stud.
Yeah, as of right now, it has the Eagles in first place, of course, with the bye. It has the Cowboys at 5th and the Giants at 6th. So Niners are at 7th if you wanted to just know that information. So
interesting.
The NFC East went from in 2020 being the worst division you could have ever asked for. Football is absolutely horrible. I mean, Adam will tell you. We were us watching primetime games in our dorms. It was absolutely garbage. It's called the
NFC least for a reason.
Yes.
Very true.
And in 2 years, they're really looking like the best division of football, even after like week 5.
Yeah.
Like they were pretty much like the best division. So I think they're turning a lot of heads, especially the Eagles and Giants.
It's one of those things where I was waiting for it to be over and then still going. So, you don't know?
Yeah, I mean...
gave Adam a Vietnam flashback with that one, dude. He's staring off into space, that 1,000-yard stare. He's thinking, oh, 2020 Giants. Oh, man. Oh, man.
We were going to make the playoffs at 6-10.
Yeah, that was... Dude, I remember that. That was awesome.
I remember
awesome.
Giants fans getting mad.
They put Jalen Hurts out, and I was thinking, I'm like, there's no way... we're actually week 17 and we're still in it.
Well, hey, it worked out. It worked out.
Yeah, it's crazy how the football team, as they were called at the time, really went toe to toe with Tom Brady. That was awesome to watch.
That was wild. Yeah. But
it was crazy. That was their toughest game of the whole season.
It was wild. That's all the time we have for this middle segment. For this next segment, we're gonna be doing game picks for week number 9. Keep it dialed in.
WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.
This is the student section. We're back on 90.7 The Capstone. I'm Clay Pruitt, here with my co-hosts.
Jason Smith.
Adam Baranofsky.
And we're doing some game picks, boys. You ready?
Yep.
I'm
Eagles,
so ready.
Texans, what do you guys think?
Yikes! Yeah, that was my reaction, too. I don't even need to... say what's going to happen.
Why is Prime doing this to
Eagles,
us?
Yeah, Eagles by a billion, unfortunately.
Eagles are a 2-touchdown favorite. This is a prime time game.
They should be a 4-touchdown favorite.
Why are they giving us this, man?
Yeah.
There's so many better games.
This game is going to get ugly quick.
Actually, not going to lie, the slate this week actually kind of sucks. But, Eagles, duh.
Don't have much to say about that.
We know what the primetime game is next week?
What?
Falcons-Panthers.
I kind of mess with
it. Again?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
I kind of mess with it.
Yeah. It's going to be wild. Anyway, this week, the Falcons play the Chargers. Who do you guys have? I have the Falcons.
I got the Chargers coming off a bye. I think I get the Chargers.
I think Herbert coming off a bye.
That's going to be like my red button pick, game pick.
Yeah, I don't hate it. The Falcons have shown that they can compete with other teams at a high level.
I mean, they're 4-4. So.
Yeah, and the coach really well. I like Arthur Smith a lot, and I understand it, but I'm picking the Chargers.
Case yeah, Arthur got. Smith, please come back to the Titans. God, we miss you so much. I gotta go Chargers for this one, but I would not be surprised if the Falcons won.
Ooh.
Yeah, so that's the same with me.
Let's see what Elliot picked. He texted me his stuff because he had to leave for something. He picked the Chargers as well, so understandable. I guess I'll be the lone wolf on that one. One more extra win for me next week. Dolphins and Bears. What do you guys got? I think this is a pretty easy pick.
I'm tempted to pick the Bears because I'm a big Fields guy, but I'm not going to. I got Miami.
I got Miami by a lot.
Yeah, I think just having Tyreek and Waddle just instantly makes that team so lethal. I don't really think that the Bears have any answers for them.
I've been thinking about it, especially after getting Bradley Chubb. I think we could realistically see a Bills-Dolphins AFC Championship.
Definitely.
I'd like to see that.
Or like I could see the Dolphins beating the Bills in like the AFC divisional round. Like I could
The Dolphins and the Bills have played,
I think
the Dolphins won.
Yeah, the Dolphins won. It was a pretty low scoring game.
Yeah, so I can definitely see Miami being in the AFC Championship with like Kansas City or something.
Interesting. That would be wild.
Or with Buffalo. It depends on how the playoff bracket works, but yeah. I could definitely see it. They're undefeated with Tua starter. So
yeah. I think any questions surrounding the offense that the Dolphins have were quickly squashed.
Yeah. Oh, Mike McDaniel was that guy.
They're a fantastic team. I think the only way that they don't make it deep in the playoffs is if they trip over themselves.
I think a Tua injury, they won't get far in the playoffs. But other than that, I think they're fine.
Yeah. Panthers and Bengals. I looked at the wrong week, sorry. Panthers and Bengals. What do you guys have?
I think Bengals. I think Bengals bounce back. I'm not worried.
Yeah.
Do you think the Panthers come in for a sneaky win, Casey?
I'm going to go safe here. I don't think they replicate what they did against the Buccaneers. I think the Bengals are just too high-powered, even though they looked absolutely abysmal last night.
Well, they didn't have Jamar Chase.
Yeah.
That is a very good point.
Jamar Chase is out. He should be out over a month. But, I've got to go to the Bengals here. I don't see the Panthers doing anything. But it could be a sneaky close game.
I also don't think that Joe Burrow has two bad games in a row. I just don't think that it's going to happen. I don't.
Interesting. We also didn't think that Lamar would have two bad games in a row.
I mean, Lamar's like, it's not really a bad game. I mean, Lamar had a bad game, but it's like, it's different with Lamar. Lamar's just different than Burrow because they're two, like, they play quarterback differently.
Yeah. That's very true. Lamar's a running quarterback.
You can't really like just like compare them to. Like, I think they're like the same tier of quarterbacks. But, like, it's just hard to, like, compare with Lamar's bad game and Burrow's bad game.
Very true.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I just traded for Lamar Jackson in my dynasty. Like, so I'm pretty happy about that. So
nice.
Bought into the dip.
Bengals, man. I don't think we've ever picked this many. All of us have gone all in on the same team this many times. So far, it's three times. I think we're all going all in this next game. Packers and Lions. I think we're all going with the Packers.
Give me the Lions.
Yeah, got the Lions.
I'm going Packers.
Give me the Lions an upset. Green Bay's only a 3.5-point favorite. I think there is absolutely like zero good winner's mentality in that locker room.
Yet again.
It looks bad. It looks bad for them.
They got outbid. If they really wanted to get Aaron Rodgers some help, they would have added another pick to the because they wanted Chase Claypool. So basically what happened was they offered a second-round pick, and so did the Bears. And the Steelers said, we'll take the Bears because we think they're going to finish worse than you, so we're going to take the Bears' second-round pick instead of yours. If the Packers really wanted to help Aaron Rodgers, they would have offered them another pick for Chase Claypool.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
If they really wanted to help him out, but they clearly don't. So
I agree with you on that. I don't think they actually really care.
They don't care. The Packers don't care. It's really sad to see at this point.
It is.
But I have the Packers winning this game.
You know what else is sad to see, though? Christian Kirk and Trevor Lawrence didn't have a good game in London.
Yeah.
I think that's kind of sad to see. I'm high on Trevor Lawrence now. I used to not be high, but you guys kind of turned me around. You guys made some great points earlier in the year with Trevor Lawrence versus Mac Jones with that whole debate. So I think it's sad to see that he didn't do well. He threw the game losing pick.
He's kind of like taking a step back, and it's like he's not progressing in his second year the way he should be.
Yes.
Like Josh Allen, like there were a lot of like positive signs in his second year season. Like it wasn't like statistically like will blow the roof off, but you saw the improvement from Josh Allen's second year than his first. I have not seen it from Trevor yet. Like I hope I see it, but I have not seen it yet.
I mean, I would definitely say I think we have seen it. Just in his stats, his counting stats are a lot better this time than last year. Last year he was pretty garbage. Right now he has 10 touchdowns, 6 picks, which that's kind of high, but that he's already doing better than last year. Last year he tied for leading the league in interceptions.
Mm-hmm.
I know he's a top 3 definitely.
Yeah.
Has 1,800 passing yards. I mean, the Jaguars haven't been really good the past few games, but definitely within his first 4 games he looked a lot better. So I do think he's slightly regressing a little bit as of right now, but it's 17 game season. You know, we're only 7 games in, so I think they'll be fine.
I mean, the last person that I think of when I hear a young quarterback not performing as they should is Peyton Manning, because when Peyton Manning came in the league,
Peyton had one bad season. That was his rookie year. You look at the jump that he made in his second year, he never looked back.
That is a good point.
So Peyton, like after his second season was dramatically, like probably the greatest second season anyone could ever have. Like,
but it still wasn't amazing though.
But it was like it drastically was okay. better. Like it was better than Josh Allen's second season was.
I mean, that is a good point. That is fair. So who do we guys got? Raiders and Jags. I've got the Jags. I don't think the Raiders are.
I got the Jags, and they got shut out against the Saints.
The Saints do not have a good defense. Bold prediction. So I think that the Raiders. I don't think they score.
I will slam the red button, invisible one. I think Jaguars win this game, and Josh McDaniels gets fired after.
Dang, that is bold.
He had a meeting with the owner apparently after the Saints game. A lengthy meeting with the owner. So I think Josh McDaniels is on the hot seat.
Kason, what do you think?
You know, there's something that, you know, being a Titans fan has always taught me is always bet against the AFC South. I got to go Raiders here. I think that showing that they had last week is not going to be replicated. They look absolutely putrid. I was watching that game because it was the regional broadcast, and it was absolutely horrible. No excuse for it. Devontae Adams, one reception, 3 yards. Come on.
I wonder who misses
Rodgers. I think they do bounce back, though. I just think they're a better overall team than the Jaguars.
I would agree. Only that the fact that they're not a better team than the Jags, I don't think their offense is clicking at all.
They both stink.
Their last game was terrible. That's the part I do agree with. Their last game was terrible. They're underperforming, and I don't think there's any saving the Raiders. I really don't.
Yeah, I don't think so either. But especially in that division.
You're not the only one that picked the Raiders, because Elliot is with you, and he picked the Raiders.
So he knows ball, you know.
Colts and Patriots. Elliot picked the Patriots.
I'm going Patriots. The Colts have Sam Ellinger playing, and they're 30th in offense. They just fired their offensive. I don't know why they fired their offensive coordinator before Frank Reich, when Frank Reich's the one that calls the plays, which kind of blows my mind. Anyway, Frank Reich's done after this year, unfortunately. It sucks how it turned out, but I think the – who are they playing again? Patriots.
Colts.
I think Patriots win the game pretty easily too, I think.
What are you picking? I want to know what you pick.
Oh, I pick the Patriots all the way. I think they're winning by multiple scores.
Yeah, oh, golly. You know, Ellinger wasn't even that much of a problem last game. 17-23, 201 yards.
Yeah, he wasn't bad, but it's a backup quarterback.
But tough. I got to say, Adam, you saying it's sad how it went down. It is awesome seeing the Colts be horrible. I love every second of it. But actually, I will have to, as much as I want to make it interesting, I got to go with the Patriots here. I think Ramondre Stevenson has been a really big glove candidate. Yeah. I think Damon Harris is out as the running back after this year. I mean, he's just not a very productive running back. He was very touchdown dependent last year on his stats. And Ramondre is just by far the better talent. I think he's going to have another big game, and I think he's going to implement himself as one of the top backs in the league to be considered.
Interesting. I would say that's not a bold prediction.
Not a great.
But I did not
week.
Think that you would. I did not think you'd make that prediction. Yeah. I didn't think you'd say that. Bills and Jets. I'm going Bills. Obviously, they're the hottest team in the NFL right now.
They're
so,
due for a loss.
I'm picking Bills.
They're due for the Bills are due for a loss,
but
man.
The Jets aren't going to do
where,
it.
Where is
you
it?
Are
where
not is, saying the Jets are winning.
It is in New York.
It's in Jersey.
Well, sorry, it's in MetLife. Sorry, I forgot the Bills are also in New York.
I'm going to go to
don't
the,
do it.
I'm going to go for the Bills, but okay, it's going to be close.
Whoa! Do you want to hit the buzzer?
No.
Are you sure?
I'm a Jets hater.
I'm going to peer pressure you into this.
I saw something really interesting. So
yeah,
every schedule like so the Jets. There's some guy that predicts a schedule for like the Jets, and he's gotten it right the last like years. So he predicted the Jets at 11-6 this year before the season, and he predicted all the losses so far that they've had correctly and all the wins. And he's done that for four straight.
So what do you say for the Bills?
A win against the Bills. I don't know.
I want to write you down as the Jets.
No, I'm not picking the Jets. I can't stand the Jets.
Put him down for the Jets.
I'm putting you down for the Jets, bro. Literally everything I'm putting down Bills. I'm putting you down for the Jets. I'm making an executive decision. That is the best.
I mean, the Bills are due for a loss. It wouldn't surprise me if the Bills lost.
You want the Bills to lose.
I don't want the Bills to lose. I literally don't. I literally hate the Jets. You know that.
I put you down for the Jets.
But I
because everything you just said.
But I picked the Bills.
I'm just kidding. I put you down for the Bills. Yeah. I'm just kidding. I'm not going to be like that. Or we could take a vote. Who thinks that Adam's trying to pick the Jets? Well, raise your hand. Everybody in the studio, raise your hand.
I don't think you have a
hand. You know what? I'm going to do this. I'm going to do Bills and then put an asterisk by it just so we come back
big
and visit
asterisk.
That.
Big asterisk.
And if you're right about the Jets winning.
You're going to give me a handshake.
I will give you a nice firm hug. I'll give you a nice hug.
Adam's a hugger.
I don't give those out. I don't give those out, but I'll give you a hug. Vikings and Commanders. Who do you guys got? I got the Vikings.
You didn't even ask me for my pick.
Commanders.
I'm so sorry. I absolutely skipped over you. My fault. Are you going to pick the Jets?
No. I actually think if I fine red button where you at? There you go. Red button. I think Joe Flacco finishes this game for the Jets.
It wouldn't surprise me. Yeah.
I think they benched Zach Wilson and I think Flacco's the starter for the rest of the season.
That's wow.
That's a big one.
That's wow.
Again, it doesn't shock me. Zach Wilson is horrific.
I think this is a Bills route.
Coming from a Jets lover like yourself, that's a shocking.
That's one of the biggest offenses I can take, bro.
Oh man, you're getting half a point if the Bills win. I'm just telling you, you're getting half a point.
I hate the Jets. I'm literally a Bills fan, which is why I don't like the Jets. I'm a Giants and Bills guy. Like, come on.
I'm just messing with you. Vikings and Commanders. What do you guys got? Kaysen, we'll start off with you since I disrespected you last pick.
give me the Vikings. I mean, they're performing very well. I think they're a little bit overperforming. I would have had them probably at 4-3, 5-2. Them only having one loss to the Eagles, really impressive. I think we're going to see Justin Jefferson get a touchdown this game. I hope so. I love watching him. But I don't think the Commanders really have much. It took almost a miracle drive from Taylor Heineke to beat the Colts, who are not good. So I think the Vikings win this.
They're
one
good soundly. Defensively. The Colts are good defensively.
Yeah, they are.
They're
for
good
sure.
defensively.
But you
definitely.
Know, Minnesota's a 3.5-point favorite. I think Minnesota covers.
Adam, real quick, what you got? Vikings, Commanders?
Vikings.
Vikings?
Yeah.
Nice.
Despite the Commanders winning 3 in a row, I have the Vikings winning.
Let's see what Elliot picked. Let me find it.
He probably picked the Vikings.
He picked the Vikings as well. Yeah. Nice. He also watch picked
the Commanders win.
He also picked the Bills as well, but we all know.
Not the greatest slate this week. Wow.
Yeah.
I'm going to be honest. It's really not. The only interesting game I see is the Titans-Chiefs. And speaking of that game, we'll jump ahead a little bit. What do you guys think?
Oh, Mahomes?
Kaysen, you're a Titans fan, so
yeah, I'm going to go last.
Okay.
Mahomes,
I have the Chiefs.
Mahomes off a week of rest. Where is it at? Kansas City?
Oh, it is in Kansas
Mahomes,
City.
Chiefs by a billion. Chiefs by billion. It's not close. Who's going to... Titans have no secondary. Who's going to cover...
Hey, man. You have the Travis Chiefs Kelsey? And the Jets winning this week, man. That's a wild pick.
Yeah. Kaysen, I love him, but it's a Chiefs, it's a Chiefs
yeah,
route.
I got you.
I think the Titans defense is actually a top five defense in the league. They're playing very good football right now. The offense is a bottom five offense. They're god-awful. I mean, the Titans game Sunday against the Texans was probably the biggest blowout of a 7-point victory in history.
You can't have a bad offense against the Chiefs.
So what do you think?
I'm gonna say.
You can't. You know, as much as I want to do it, I got to go Chiefs here. I mean, Kansas City is a 12.5-point favorite. I would not be surprised if the Titans kept this close or maybe even won. I would be a little shocked if they won, but I wouldn't be surprised if they kept it close. But also would not be surprised if Kansas City just stretched this like 3 scores.
Well, looks like we're all going to Chiefs. We're running out of time here, so I'm going to speed up a little bit. We're going to do the lightning round. Seahawks, Cardinals.
I got Seahawks.
I'm going Hawks. I have to.
I'm going
to.
Seahawks, yeah.
I think I'm going to go Cardinals. I think Kyler has a big game. So.
I don't see the Seahawks losing that one, to be honest. I'm biased, though. Rams, Bucks.
I think.
We know Elliott's got the Bucks on this
oh
one.
Oh, my gosh.
That's tough.
This should be an amazing game. This should be game
I think,
of the week.
I think this game determines who's a pretender, in my opinion.
So what do you guys think? You know what? We'll come back to that one. Ravens, yeah. Saints. I got the Ravens on this one by a landslide.
Yeah, I got the Ravens. I think they're playing with confidence.
You know, I wouldn't say Ravens by a landslide.
I
think this is actually a close game. Saints favored. Actually, no, Baltimore's favored by 3 at New Orleans. I think this is going to be a close game, a 4-quarter game, but I do think the Ravens come out with a victory.
Nice. So, back to the really tough game, Rams-Bucks. My only thing is, real quick, Bucks, they're not performing well. Rams, they're not performing well. I think this game shows...
Who's a pretender and who's a contender? That's what I think.
Exactly.
And
I think you said it very well. So who do you got? Rams,
I think McVay's too good of a coach to lose this game.
Rams?
Yeah. Yeah, I think McVay's going to make some adjustments, and I think he's going to be ripping into them at practice this week, and I think they're going to...
Kaysen?
I think they'll be fine.
You know, as much as I want to ride the McVay train, this team stinks. They shouldn't. But so I think I'm actually going to have to go with the Buccaneers. I think the loser, I think the winner of this team does kind of sneak into the playoffs. I think the loser just misses out completely.
Nice. I am torn. I don't know who to pick.
It's at Tampa Bay.
Oh, it's oof. Yeah.
I'm going to pick the Bucs because I think Tom Brady has no.
Yeah, that is 325.
I'm going to pick the Bucs. I think the Bucs are going to have – I think this is Tom Brady's revenge game. I think he comes out and plays like a stud.
Yeah, I don't hate the pick.
But that's all the time we have for this week's edition of Student Section. Tune in next week for more NFL action.
WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.